A what? I choked. When? This was a new approach for oversize. The boy needs to get a life, and I've other biographers. Yes, Mr. Bow, I'll be there for you when you get your proper due. I'm making this project my top priority. I glanced at his wide peach fuzz face, his hulking frame in the shadows. All enthusiasm, a schoolboy's fresh blank slate bordered in polished rosewood, anxious for the chalk to scroll and squeak. High-class aspirations, visions of oily portraits hung on freshly painted academy walls, or photographs on dust jackets. Favorable reviews, employment. Oh, boy. I've been detected, rejected, selected, ejected, defected, inspected, injected, deflected, dejected, invected, inflected, reflected, restricted, depicted, descripted, evicted, and more. I've had enough, and that's how I'm in position to instruct poetry to a fresh class of aspirant back in an alley. All the rest is ass's ear stuck on the bus of the gods this go-round. It's just a life, a cross between two things. This is the cover charge, I suppose, that I pay for my lot. At least, though, I speak my piece. Legible block print letters, like Blake's honest indignation. Boy, you gotta worry about yourself right now. Forget about me. Go to school. Get a job. Get off this island. But I want to learn to be a poet, he wailed. What year is this? I screamed. Look where you are. Besides, how loud is your voice anyway? My patience was worn to the bone. I wanted to get back to the boat. The floating world called. I needed to work. No time for any aggravation. I couldn't help myself. It's all done with wires and waves and chips now, kid. Electronic tentacles hooked to every speaker. Better get a 10,000 decibel horn to fill your microphone if you want to be heard. I coughed a few hacks and some grit deposed at my fall flew off my clothes. Little clouds drifting off the mountainside.